I just wondered because my grandmother's Yetlin girdle, as you recall it, was made by the blacksmith on the farm, and it was absolutely gigantic and like that. And she would put it on in the morning and heat it. But it wasn't a very practical thing for anything else.
But the Oh yes, you had the gridiron too, which was a the brandiron it's called. You know what that is? You'll see one at the Corrigal Museum. But you could bake it and that too. Well, whoever took hot coals so put it under it. But then they had no oven, but they used an oven pot, metal pot with a lid that you could pile burner beets on the top. And they said it was very clever for the housewife. Usually knew exactly when to lift the lid in the pot when the thing was cooked. And it worked well, I believe, though I've never seen it work. I always went to the stove. So how we got no any more suggestions?
Was the stove, would it be something that you would have to clean?
Oh
Use
yes,
special stuff for cleaning it?
a well black lead. And if you put it in a hot fire, the shine went off immediately. And of course, it had an oven, which was rather an improvement on the open fire. Yeah.
I like the cooking stove.
Feel free to speak a bit more.
I learned to cook on the Victor S stove. I've been putting more experience of that than Dad. Yes,
All
I clean
right.
it with a Zebrite polish.
Oh, is that the black stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I never learned to do as Mum did, to regulate the heat with a different peat. Depending on what she was cooking, we would have the small black peat or the foggy peat.
Good gracious.
Oh, yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
yes.
So you could regulate it.
My word.
But then, the damper, putting the damper in and out. I never understood how to work that.
No, I don't understand that either.
Well, the damper directed the hot gases round the oven to keep it warm. You had the damper up for the, when you were just cooking, but it was just to redirect the hot gases.
So you could lift your lids on and off of your pots, so you've got a simmer or a boil, and then you could, if you was doing oven scones or something, higher heat, you'd get the back pit in.
Well,
well.
When you're talking about regulating the heat, when you're brewing ale, you should think, but then you have to, once you have the fluid, shall we say, you're supposed to boil it for an hour. Well, the point is, if you boil it rapidly, you lose the stuff. So the trick was you just kept it at the boil. And you'd pull the 2 grades of peat that you had, the good stuff, and if it was getting slow and done, you put 2 or 3 black coals. But if it was boiling too quick and evaporating the stuff off, you cooled your fire down a bit.